mean, initial reaction is one of shock. I know we can point now in hindsight to the, you know, the intensity of the job over a period of time since 2017. Leo came in as leader, but he also was around the cabinet table since 2011. So that's a lot of years at the top of a very responsible and accountable position. So that there'll be plenty of people, you know, examining the whys and all that. And I haven't had a chance to speak to Leo, and I will get a chance to speak to him at some stage. But just at a personal level, I want to wish him well. And obviously the decision Leo would have taken, he wouldn't have taken it lightly, and he would have thought hard about it. And I wish him well.
And how does this fare now in terms of the party and moving forward? He has indicated that a new Taoiseach would be in place after Easter, but there is questions over the timing of the announcement as we're heading towards a local election.
Yeah, look, the timing will be a concern for a lot of people. Now, obviously, the internal workings of the party, there will be members of the party, which I'm not part of that group at the minute, and I won't have a say in who the next leader of Fine Gael will be, but from an observation point of view, it'll be very interesting to hear the conversations that will go on outside the parliamentary party, and I think there will be a focus by members of the parliamentary party to try and have the change of leadership and the change of personnel sorted very, very quickly. And just listening to Leo's interview, there's quite a tight time frame before the Ardèche to try to get somebody in as quickly as possible. And no doubt all certain councillors, certain TDs and potential candidates for both the local and European general election will be looking for that to happen as quickly as possible.